Okay, we're on Mem Hey Ahmed Bey's. I just lost my place now. Was it two dots or not two dots? Tanner O'Bonin, thank you. On by Tanner O'Bonin, about a quarter of the way down. Excellent timing, Yosef. Okay, halal, right? So this is a quote of the Posuk, yeah? It says halal in the Posuk. You find a halal, a corpse. Velo Chonuk. That's not somebody who's strangled, right? Halal, the general interpretation of the word of halal means he was killed by the sword. Right, by a metal object, something along that. Halal, velo mafarpeh. It's not like in death throngs. Mafarpeh is like a butterfly. It's fluttering. It's not fluttering, but it's like death throngs. I mean, he has to be dead. Yeah, even if you hit him with a sword, and he's just like fluttering still, I suppose you won't measure from him. But adama now. So this is a kuzara now. This is quoted the Posuk. It says, now, first, those were both on halal, right? We made a drosh on halal. Now we make a drosh on adama like we did before. Below tom and begal, and it's not covered up. Begal is in a pile of stones, right? Noifel, that's a quote from the Posuk. Yeah, below tolu be'ilan, and it's not hanging from a tree. It's fallen on the ground, right? Quote from the Posuk, besoda. Besoda means he is actually in the field of a low tof. Al panei amoyim, and he's not floating upon the water. So that's fine. That was we all know that, except there's a couple of new additions with regards to you've got to be killed by a sword. Now Rabbi Elazar says, Bechulon and all of them, imhaya cholol, as long as he was a cholol, meaning he was killed by the sword, yeah, even if he happened to be hanging from a tree, forfin. I mean, all the other, he disagrees with our Mishnah about that thing about floating on the water, hanging from a tree. Also, he argues, Rashi points out, I think he's argued maybe for Mefarpeh as well, maybe. I'm not sure about that. Rashi says Mefarpeh as well, yeah. So basically, the only thing he's strict about is that he's going to be killed by a sword. Now, we've got a Braisa that's going to speak about this Machlokas, Tanya. Omer Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda. Says Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda. Omru loy the Rabbi Loza. They said to Rabbi Loza, "I atom moida, right? Do you not agree, right? She'im, that if, right? Haya chanuk, if he was strangled, umutal ba ashpa, and he was left in a garbage heap. Base is a prefix. Ashpa is garbage heap. She'ain orphan. Then you're not going to do the egla rufa.
What's the ashpa? Like it's covered by stone. Which one is the root?
Chanuk or Ashpa? Right? Because he didn't agree, he didn't disagree with Chanuk, basically. They're finding the common ground. We're saying, you took being killed with a sword literally, and only if he's killed with a sword, you would do the Egla Rufa. So therefore, if you found him, let's say, I think Ashpa's kind of not legend, it doesn't really matter. It means, let's in a field. He was found strangled in a field. Okay? So, good. I don't know. That's, yeah. Okay. Blessed Shem Yisrael on Sunday. Maybe we'll deal with that. Maybe not. They just say why bring up Ashba? Just say Soda, because really the focus is right.
The point is here. It's colour.
Yes. No. It's strangled. That's what I'm saying. The point of here is.
If it's covered, then it wouldn't be.
Right.
It is Egla Rufa. So he wants to show you.
It's not Egla Rufa. Everyone agrees it's not Egla Rufa because he's strangled.
That's what he wants to show you. He wants to show you that the only reason it's chinek and not because it's.
On all of the categories, that's what you say. Okay, fine. My parents explained you. Okay. Yeah.
Tanakam is saying that if it's chanuk.
And Rebbe Elazar agrees with that as well.
Right, so why are they asking the question? Are you saying...
No, just finding the common ground. You'll see where we kind of stopped in the middle. Yeah? So let's just read it again. Wouldn't you agree that if he was strangled and he was placed in a garbage heap, she'ain orphan? So Alma, so we see, comes out. Like Alma consequently comes out. Yeah? Chalal... When it says halal in the Torah, means v'lo chanuk. We're taking it literally. It means halal, specifically, meaning he's killed with a sword and not strangled. So if that's the case, so now this is where the question comes in, hachanami. Also here, with regards, it says, b'adama is a quote from the Torah. It says, b'adama, v'lo tama begal. And it's, right, adama means that he's on the ground itself and he's not buried in a pile of stones. Noifel, that is, that's a quote. Yeah, v'lo tolu b'ilan. Right, Basada also quotes, you have a load of al gabi abayim. End of, so that, it was just left as a question. That was the end of the brisa. So comes to the Gemara and answers Rabbi Elazar, says, but Rabbi Elazar, why is he particular about halal, not about the other things? Because halal yaseira kasiv, meaning there's an extra halal, meaning there's many times it's written halal in the parsha of Egla Rufa, so that seems that's a we're particular about that because it keeps emphasizing the point. So we say that it has to be killed by a sword, but with regards to the other things, he disagrees with that drasha.
What does he do
with all this? I don't know. Good question. Nimtza Samach L'Safa, if he was found close to the border, right, or Le'ir Sheruba Ovdi Kuchavim V'chulei, so we said you don't do Egla Rufa, so Dichsiv. So we're now bringing a posuk for it, right? Because it says ki yimotze, when you find the corpse, right? Prat, that excludes lamotsui, one that is motsui. So Rashi says, as we heard, is that it means it's always, there's lots of dead people around certain cities. So since it's a common occurrence, we would not measure to that. Maybe it's because he put himself in that situation, or whatever, but that's the drasha, right? It's a one-off event. You find it, but it's not an everyday event. Okay, now carries on the Mishnah. All the ear she'ein bar based in. We said if it's got an ear that doesn't have a base, then you don't measure to it, right? Why not? The ve'ina, because we need zikne ear, because it says in the parsha, right? Zikne ear, the elder of the city, the leka. So if you haven't got a base then, you can't get the signet ear to come out and say, we're not responsible for this. So therefore, it wouldn't apply. Last part of the Mishnah. You only measure to an ear that has a base then, and you ignore the one that does have a base then. So this is the people have this problem. Pshita. It's Pshita. Kiven the Tana, since it already said in the Mishnah, le'ir she'ein bar base then, that you don't, right, you don't measure to an ear that hasn't a base then, right? Anna Yadonna, I know, yeah, the ain moidedin, that you're not gonna measure Ella the ear shiba base then. Only to a city that hasn't a base then. Right? If you just said you don't measure to a city that has a base then, or I know that right, you only measure to a city that does have a base then. So answer the Gemara, Enachanam, no, Hakamashwalam. No, it's coming to tell you a point that you may not have known without the extra kind of words in the Mishnah. Kedatanya, we've got a brisa. Minayin she'im nimtza. How do we know if he was found samach la'ir, close to a city, she'ain bar based in, that doesn't have a based in? Okay, so minichin oisa, that you leave it, by kind of you ignore it, and rather you're moided in la'ir to a city that she'ish la bar based in, that has a based in. Meaning, you may think, right, if you read the Mishnah and you didn't have the extra bit on the end, you may have thought that you just, if it's close to a city that doesn't have a base then, so therefore there's no Egla Rufa. Right? But comes along the latter part of the Mishnah to say, no, you don't measure to that city, meaning that won't bring the Egla Rufa, but you measure to the next nearest city that has a base then. What's the purpose of that?
You measure to the city, because we're saying that.
Well, you wouldn't. You wouldn't even measure because it doesn't really matter. It's irrelevant. If he doesn't have a base, then you don't even measure.
No, that's why you measure
because there's no city. You always have to measure.
No, there's some. The reason why we measure right. Is because we're assuming it came from the nearest city. The nearest city A doesn't have a base.
Right.
So we measure to the furthest city. What does that tell us? It still could have come from the nearest city.
Oh, this is Eretz Kosov. Even if we said even if you know it's there's no reason to measure anyway, you have to measure. This is Gzeres Kosov. Okay. Tam and Loima. No, it did. No, because if you read the first.
What's the first one for? Yeah, you're asking the other way around. You're saying I understand the second one. Maybe. Yeah, he's saying, well, why didn't the bit just said the second one? It just said you don't measure.
Okay. Good. Maybe, okay. Maybe, that. Maybe that. Good. Very good. Sunday question. Yeah. Tama loyma, velochnu zikneir, and the, as you see, it's, I don't get questions like that. It's definitely a Sunday question. You know what I mean? Speak to Israel. Velochnu the zikneir hi. Right, so this is, how do we learn this? Yeah, mikol makom. Right, so Rashi points out that when it says the word ear is extra, comes to tell you that you would measure to the city that does have a based in. Masnisin. Mishnah. Nimtza. It says velokhu, and they will take, they're talking about the take an egalarufa, the ziknei ear, the elders of the city. Yeah, hahi. So that is talking about bringing the Egla Rufa. It comes to tell you, Mikol Makom, even in a case where there was another city that was nearer, let's say, that didn't have a base then.
You always measure the city with
base. Yes. Masnisin. Nimtza Mechuvan Bein Shtei Ayaros. What happens if it was exactly in the middle of two cities? Okay. Shteyan Mevios, both of them would have to bring. Shtei Egalois, two Egalois, meaning, I imagine it means one each. Yeah, Divri Rebbe Elezer. Now, another din. The Ein Yerushalayim doesn't bring Mevia Eglarufa. Right, the halacha of Eglarufa does not apply to Yerushalayim. The Gemara will explain why. Nimtza Roisho, here's what Brabba's getting into. Nimtza Roisho B'mokam Echad. Right, he was decapitated. Yeah, his head was in one place, close to one city, I suppose. The Gufoi, well, we're going to see. The Gemara is going to speak about it. The Gufoi, b'makom acher, and his body was in another place. Yeah. So, who do we go by? Do we go by the head, or do we go by the body? So, moilichin, we take a roish, right? We pick up the head, etzel haguf, and you put it with the body. Divrei Rebbe Elezer. That's Divrei Rebbe Elezer. We're going to argue about this though, but Rebbe Akiva, oh man, no. He says, you take the guf, a guf, you take the body, etzel rosh, and you bring it by the head. Now, another din. Me'ayin hayu moidin. Where, from which part of the body, he's complete this now, this guy. He's got his head on. Yeah. Where do you measure from? Which part of the body? So, Rebbe Elezer, oimer mitiburo. You measure from his belly. Okay. Rebbe Akiva, oimer, he says, michoitmoi, from his nose. Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov, oimer, mimokov. A big no, yeah, definitely.
I thought you were
going to
say
Shitasa. No, yeah, I thought that, yeah. Yeah, Rebbe Akiva, oimer, a guf, eitzel. No, just wait. No, that drops. Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov, oimer, mimokov, shinase chalol, from where he was made a chalol, meaning, and we know chalol means he was killed by the sword, and normally, as the guild said, the killed by the sword is by the neck. So, mitzavaro, you measure from his savaro. Okay. My Gemara. My, the Gemara's going to explain it. Yeah. Well, but his head was still on in this case, so. Yes. my timer de Rebbe Elezer. Right, the first statement that we said in Rebbe Elezer, yeah, was that basically if you find a body between two cities, yeah, you measure both bring, right? The Kosovo, he holds Efshar Latamtem. So, right, Efshar Latamtem means it's possible to be exact. So, Latamtem means to get it exact, right? Because, so it, there's a question here, can something really be exactly between two cities? Like, exactly? Obviously, some people would tell you it's Efshar, yeah, it's unlikely, right? They say, this is actually disputing Shas if we hold Efshar L'tzamtzem or not Efshar L'tzamtzem. Meaning, do we believe that it could happen that it's right in the middle, or you can measure so exactly or not? So, Rebbe Elezer is of that opinion. It could be you can measure exactly, we trust our measurement, and we say that it's exactly between the two cities.
What is the word
Latamse? Latamse means to be exact, to make it simtum, to make it small, a fine measure. Right? A kroiva, a filu, kroi voice. Right? And it's, but he also holds, when it says kroiva in the Torah, he also understands that can also mean krovos, I mean he's referring to two cities. Now, Ein, well, just one more little bit, and then we're going to stop because I don't think we have time to fit, right? The Ein Yerushalayim, we said in the Mishnah, Ein Yerushalayim via Eglarufa doesn't bring an Eglarufa. right? To Omakra, because the Torah says Lurishta. In the Pesukim, it says right for its inheritance, meaning that there's ownership to this land, right? That's and it's what it's speaking about. Agil Rufa, Ukasava, and this opinion of our Mishnah holds Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim is not lo nechlecha l'shvatim, is not apportioned up according to the Shvatim. It's actually kind of in a certain sense, it's not owned. Yerushalayim, kind of a open for all kind of city. Since it's open to all kind of cities, we would not fall under the category of the Rishta. Okay, should we stop, or do you want me to go to the stop? Okay.